Summer is typically the peak time for ozone. High temperatures several days in a row, combining with pollutants in the air, creates more smog. That can lead to health problems, especially in children and the elderly. Mike Kerber is the technical director of the Lake Michigan Air Directors Consortium. He says the weather is the main factor in the lower numbers.
There have been some state ozone control programs that we have benefited from, but certainly the weather, the below normal temperatures, the lack of 90-degree days has played a major factor.
Kerber says if this trend continues, this year may have the lowest number of warning days in the Great Lakes area since states began keeping track of ozone levels. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aull in Peoria.